Welcome to Unashamed, a Smut Lovers podcast, where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Courtney.
And today we are doing the read-along for Wicked by Amo Jones. This is a follow-up to Sicko by Amo Jones. They're connected-ish. The blurb makes it sound like it's less connected than we originally thought, but they are mostly connected. So if you want to read Sicko first, go do that. It's a very, very good book. Highly recommend regardless. So with Wicked, he is essentially the MC brother to Sicko. And there was a lot that happened in his book. In Sicko. I don't want to get too far into it and spoil that book potentially. But according to the blurb on this one, I don't think it's going to be as related as I originally thought.
I agree. Also, I do not know who the female main character in this one is. I even looked through reviews and I cannot find it.
Her name is Ruby.
Her name is Ruby? Where?
That's what it looks like from the reviews.
I've read like 4 reviews and have not seen a name yet. This one says Rosa.
I'm seeing Ruby all over the place.
I'm seeing Rosa.
So okay. It'll be a surprise.
Yay. All right. Anyway, so, Emma Jones is known for her dark content. We explained this in the last book review, Sicko, but Emma Jones usually states in her author's note that her name should be enough of a trigger warning. So I don't know how dark in particular this one is going to get. The last one we did wasn't super, I mean, it was a dark romance, but it wasn't really like dark. If that makes sense. I feel like on the scale of.
I would consider it dark. I wouldn't consider it pitch black. I mean, we've read some fucked up shit, but as far as like romance goes, I would definitely consider that dark.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, we've seen worse. I don't know if we've read worse on this podcast. I can tell you that much.
But that I would say, if you are the average reader and not poor Courtney who puts up with me, you probably haven't really read much worse.
Yeah. So. I'm excited to dive into this one, though, because it looks good. And I really liked Wicked in the last book. He was also a sex slave for
same time.
What?
We both got to that point at the same time. I was just about to say the exact same thing as you.
Sorry, I get distracted a lot when I'm currently trying to find the midway point, guys. So 15. I know you guys can't see me, but I'm trying to talk and do something else at the same time. And my ADHD is kind of spiraling. I'm like, oh, what's that over there? So the fuck was I saying?
I don't know, but I don't want to spoil too much from the last one because I don't know how deep into that it's going to get in this one. I'm sure it will touch on it at some point, but basically. It seems like he ends up becoming the president of the Chicago chapter for the MC. And during that time, he gets reunited with the mob's princess daughter. And they, it seems, have history in the past. And it's enemies to lovers, it sounds like. It's two people who love each other in bodies that think they hate each other, I think is something along the lines of what the blurb said. So I think it's going to be really good. I'm very interested because Wicked he's a very dimensional character.
Yes, I'm excited to dive in and see what Wicked's world is all about. It looks like our midway point is chapter 15 for me.
Yep.
Me awesome. Too. So I'm ready if you are, Kels.
Yeah, so if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till chapter 15 and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
This book was wild.
I have a lot to say Not all of it is positive, but I also don't want to speak too hasty at the halfway point. So I'm going to try to be mindful with my work, but we all know by this point, you should know I'm not very good at that. I'm usually pretty blunt about how I feel about something.
I want to put a warning first for those of you who have not read the first book in this series, which is Sicko. You need to either listen to the episode or read the book, because this part kind of contains spoilers from the first book. It's just because it's a sequel, it happens. So if you have not read that, do not listen any further. Go back.
Because I'm about to spoil some shit from Sicko. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start. Let's start from the beginning. Okay. So here's my original thoughts. My original thoughts were, what the fuck is going on? I'm very confused. And then I was like, oh, okay. I'm sure this is going to make sense somehow. And then it was, nope, not making sense anymore. And then it was like, oh, okay, wait, no, what the fuck? How this? Okay. So, And that's basically how the first half went for me.
That's exactly pretty much my reactions too. I was like, what is going on? When did this person come in? Who are these people? I was so confused from one paragraph to the next on this first half of the book. I felt like I have more answer or more questions than answers now from the first book.
Yeah. So, okay. Should we start with my complaints?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sure you probably have similar complaints. We've been reading together long enough that I could take a guess.
I'm sure.
Okay. The first half of this book, in my humble opinion, was unnecessarily busy.
It reads like a train wreck.
Yes. And like, I trust Amo Jones enough to like reserve judgment until we read the second half. But the first half feels entirely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things going on. There's the introduction of a brand new secret society, which for a minute I was thinking that it may be tied into one of her other worlds, and I could not find evidence to suggest that. I looked and it felt familiar to me, but maybe that's just because Amo Jones does a lot of secret societies and crossovers, so you never know. And so there was that. The introduction of a new secret society, also the introduction of the mob, and the introduction of a who fucking knows whose family is whose, and the introduction of a baby, and the introduction of like a lot of things came into play for seemingly no fucking reason. Like, I feel like there would have been such an easier way to tie all of this together. And I'm, like I said, reserving judgment until we read the second half, because I do trust Amo Jones as an author. But the first half felt like a mind fuck.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm kind of going to get into what happened. So we meet Wicked and Ruby, the main male character and the main female character. Wicked is from the Wolfpack Motorcycle Club that we see in book one. He becomes best friends with Royce, who's the main character from Sicko. So before all of that, he was a trafficked child who was brought up in this facility for sex traffickers. So in the first book, we have James, a.k.a. K. Diamond, a.k.a. Kyle, Royce's father. And apparently now he has a brother, and he's been running this entire operation of like trafficking kids and women and all of this nonsense. And so Wicked is one of those kids, but there's also his sister, who's not really actually his sister, in fact. So in the first book, we hear about like how his sister was supposedly dead. Then she wasn't actually dead. She was just in hiding, blah, 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 blah. She was like trafficked. Then this book, it's like, so they weren't actually siblings. They were raised by this traffic society. Wicked became like the favorite of Kyle's brother, who's a brand new person. We never heard about him in the first book. I went back and like skimmed for reference. There is no reference of him in the first book at all. There was no uncle. There was no brother. Fucking brand new character in play. Never heard him before. Anyway, so he's got a thing for Wicked. Then Wicked is somehow with this family who he thought was his mom and dad or knew wasn't his mom and dad. But then his dad murders his mom and then he murders his dad. And then he gets adopted by the local mafia capo.
Not even local. Okay, this is where I'm like, shit doesn't fucking make sense. Okay, so yeah, I mean, like branching off from what Courtney just explained, because yes, all of that has been explained in the book. But there's parts of that that just, like, branching off of what you said, don't fucking make sense.
None of it makes sense, though.
Yeah, because he starts off by saying that those are his parents, and then he's saying that he knows that they weren't his parents, but also he didn't know that they weren't his parents. So, like, that storyline did not add the fuck up. And then Poppy not being his sister was a loophole that I wasn't expecting. But they were like trafficked together, but also there wasn't like it just felt like there was no foreshadowing into where we ended up. Like everything, it felt like the storyline was going one way and then she just decided to change her mind halfway through the first half. I want to know,
how did he even get with these people who are her parents? Because it seems like from his younger years, he was in this facility the whole time, growing up like with Poppy. And I don't know what they were doing. He became a dragon, which is like, I'm assuming, one of the bad guys. Anyway, so he becomes the dragon, which is, I'm assuming, a higher up position in this society that male children only can go, like, can move up to. And then they choose like a female victim. I don't really exactly know how it works, but it seems like he's been raised relatively young in this society and then somehow ends up with these people who are his parents, but also not his parents. How did that happen? Did they like go to this society and they're like, hey, we'd like to adopt some trafficked children. Give us some.
And also like his actual family is Italian because he was able to be a made man for
at the very least his father. I don't know his mom.
His father. And then his mom. Okay, maybe she was his mom. Maybe she wasn't his mom. We don't know anything about his mom. But then the capo, now he's dead. And Ruby has taken over. And there's a baby.
His baby.
His baby. Yeah, she's got a child with him. But he doesn't know.
Well, because he kidnaps her. So, once again, he's living with the mafia. He got adopted after he murdered his adopted father, stepfather. Who the fuck knows who he murdered? He murdered the guy for murdering his mom. The capo picks him up, takes him and his sister home with him, and is like, turns him into a made man, whatever. Something happens inside of a chapel that he's not allowed to talk about. Somehow the secret society takes Poppy and then they threaten. They're like, if you give us Ruby, who is the mafia daughter, we'll give you back Poppy. Only then she dies, but then she's not actually dead. It's like a whole thing. So he kidnaps Ruby. He takes her to the secret society. He's like, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to trade you for my sister. But then he's like, just kidding. I'm going to become her dragon, which once again, I am inferring means that like he becomes like a trafficking like trainer. Like one of the slaves, the people that they traffic, he like trains them maybe for selling or something. I don't know what exactly a dragon is, but that's what it sounds like. And so then all of a sudden Poppy is taken away again. She like dies, but then she's not actually dead because he finds out later that she's not really dead. And in between all of that, he's like meeting Royce and the other two boys from the first book and helping them. And then he gets out and goes, joins the MC, then somehow transfers and becomes the president of the one in Chicago where the mafia was originally. This whole thing reads like a train wreck. And it's like you're jumping so fast from point to point and like lore to lore that you're like, what the fuck is even happening? I had no calm point at any point in this book where I could like catch my breath and be like, okay, so this is happening and this is happening. It was like thing after thing after thing after thing after thing.
I had to take so many breaks. It literally took me so fucking long to read this because I just had to keep stopping because I was like, okay, we're in a whole different fucking book now, basically is what it felt like.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm reserving final judgment for the second half of the book because I do trust and love Amo Jones as an author. But the first half was, frankly, ridiculous. Like, if this wasn't Amo Jones, I would have stopped reading.
I absolutely would have DNF'd. I think it took me like 4 days to get to 13%. And then I just had to like speed through the rest because I was like, oh, we really need to finish this. And I would have DNF'd at probably like 13% if it weren't an Amo Jones book. And I know it's going to tie together somehow. I feel like some stuff is going to be left a lot into like interpretation of what happened with it because there's not a lot of room left in the book for her to neatly tie up every loose end in a little bow. I feel like, I mean, maybe she will. Maybe she'll pull like a Christy Cunning where she like packs so much into so little. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm reserving judgment because this is one of my favorite authors, but also like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was stressful, you guys. For those of you reading along, I maybe you guys were able to make better sense of it, but I sure wasn't.
I was texting Courtney and I was like, I'm so confused. I'm even more confused. Courtney probably has like 10 texts where I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
She's like, I feel like I have to say after every chapter, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
It's insane. So I don't know. I feel like let's just get back into it and we can give final thoughts at the end. As of now, basically to sum up first half, what the fuck? That's the first half. So we'll see what the second half has in store.
Yes.
Okay. If you're reading along with us, go ahead and read till the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
We both have a lot of thoughts on this one.
And I like don't even know if I want to get into it because, okay, listen, from previous episodes, it may not sound like we really hate shitting on our favorite authors, but like we really hate shitting on our favorite authors.
It's absolutely the worst thing.
This book was not good.
No. So at the midway point, I said that this book reads like a train wreck. It has now upgraded to a train pileup. I don't even know how to explain what happened in the last half of the book. First and foremost, I want to say that both Sicko and Wicked both fall into this weird trope. And I didn't really remember it from Sicko, but now that I'm reading them both like right together, I'm noticing that the big bad plays out like that, you know, that end scene with the big bad guy in both of the books. It always plays out like the old like villain superhero trope, right? Like they just spill their whole dastardly plan and secrets and everything in this one big monologue when they think that they're caught. And yeah, then obviously they get killed or whatever. And I think it's so funny. But there was just too many moving parts in this book. Yeah. It was like thing after thing, secret society, mafia. You've got the bikers. It comes at you from all sides. And then they add that, in.
You have human trafficking. You have organ harvesting. You have like so many. Yeah, it was. And I feel like Sicko was really well done. I love that book. I think that book was fantastic. And I feel like if we would have stayed in the same vein, which is what we were expecting, this book would have been good. But we didn't. We had all the veins. Too many veins.
Yeah, this book could have been split up into like three completely different standalones. There was just too many plots going on at once.
Okay. And I don't want to say it, but I'm going to fucking say it, okay? You know that an author is fucking reaching and doesn't really know where they're going when we get a surprise twin.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I forgot about the twin in all of this. Yes. What the fuck? Now there's a twin.
Completely unnecessary twin.
Yeah, who's somehow completely connected to the Bratva and is sleeping with both of the, like, Bratva leaders or whatever. And one of them was undercover with the Italians the whole time. Like, was one of her guards and best friends. Like, it was so fucking wild. And then they brought, so I want to say, when I first started reading Sicko again, I thought Sicko was Antichrist, which is another Amma Jones book. And so when I first started reading it, I was like, this is not the story that I remember. And then they brought Antichrist into this book. And it pisses me off because, for one, there was no need for that. It didn't need to be brought into it. For two, now, like, the main female character of this book, Ruby, is going to, like, kill the main female character of Antichrist, Marikai.
I think it's just like a fake death. It was just entirely unnecessary.
No, like, they weren't even in the same area for them to, like, have to have interacted.
Yeah, there was so many parts of this that were so unnecessary. Like, I can't even pinpoint which parts were necessary because I hate this. I hate shitting on one of my favorite authors, but God damn it, this book was awful.
It was. And I was really disappointed because, like, we talked about it in the midway point that there was a lot going on and it was like you were kind of just being, like, attacked from all sides with, like, some new information. But the second half, really, I don't know how to sum up how wild of a roller coaster this book was to even get through. It took both of us the entire week, pretty much, and last week, because we started this book last week. It has taken us a week and a half, pretty much, to get through this book. And it does not take that long for us at all. Like, I know we always say that we're recording on Monday. It usually takes us about a week, sometimes a lot less, to get through a story.
What usually happens is it's a lot less and then our weekends get busy and we're like, fuck, we can't record. But the fact that, like, it's not Monday, by the way, in case anybody was wondering. We had to talk about this right away because this book was just, it was bad. And I don't necessarily want to get into the plot because the plot was just bad. And it's hard to find any fucking redeeming qualities about this, especially, like, You're set up in Sicko for Wicked to be this one specific type of character, and, like, he's not in this book, and you're set up for, like, so many different things, and you think you have an idea of where this is going to go, and you're excited for that, and then this book is just not that. From the blurb, it was like, huh, and it didn't get any better. It got so much worse the longer the book went on.
Details that didn't match up either. There were too many details that didn't match up. So, like, Scully was, in the first half of the book, he was Kay Diamond's brother. Which, once again, that was not mentioned in Sicko either. There was never a mention of an uncle. But then he wasn't actually Kay Diamond's brother. He was someone else's brother. And he was also, like,
he was the dad's brother. It was just completely unnecessary. Yeah. Scully as a character was completely unnecessary. So they could have done all of that under Kay Diamond. And I don't know. I don't really want to get into it because it was just bad.
Yeah, it's hard to even go through because it's like there's too much. There's too much to even explain. We would be here for, like, another 45 minutes just trying to go through all the sections of the plot. It was just like, Emma Jones threw so much information at us so quickly, and really only a couple of things even got, like, resolved at the very end of this book. Like, a few of the plot things. We still have, like, loose ends and open ends. And I'm wondering if maybe she's setting it up to do the story with like the brothers and the twin sister that didn't exist until 78% of the way into the book.
God, it was so bad.
So, yeah, it was wild. So her dad wasn't her dad. She has a secret twin. Her dad was really her uncle. And her mom was like dead and then not dead. And what was with the moms coming back to life too?
I don't know.
Two times. Like once is a coincidence. Twice is wild.
There was so many fake deaths in this book. Like, and then no. I don't have anything positive to say about this book, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm sorry. I wish I loved this book. I wish I could have, but I don't. And
yeah,
that's fine. Maybe some other people really enjoyed it. Good for you.
God, how? Did we even read the reviews? Like, what the fuck?
I've been going in blind lately because I've not been reading reviews at all. And
like, it's one of those things, like, we love Amo Jones. We trust her as an author. We loved Sicko. Like, this, how did this happen? Who let this? And I don't think that it was edited very well either, because at the end when I was just like fucking done, like I just wanted to, I literally was standing in my hallway like reading it because I'm like, is this almost over yet? And she spelled chaos wrong at the end. And I was like, nobody edited this book.
I noticed that. She did a couple of times. And everybody had like a K in their name. Like Psycho was spelled with K and Chaos was spelled with K. And then all of a sudden it was like, sometimes the spelling would switch. I don't know if there were beta readers on this one. Like, nobody read through that. See, so this one, a lot of the reviews actually say some of the same things. Like, they give it really good reviews, but they say that it's, like, super twisty. There's always something new coming at you. Yeah. But they are all positive reviews, though, for the most part.
That I don't get it. Ridiculously confusing.
Listen, I mean,
it really irritated me. It was not an easy read.
No, this was a really tough read.
Okay, so I don't want to say anything else about this book. I don't have anything positive to say about it. It's really disappointing. If you are interested in Amo Jones as an author, though, don't let this book define that for you.
Honestly, if you're interested in Amo Jones, start with Antichrist. It's a good dip in the toe. No?
Antichrist, Sicko, Elite Kings, Flip Trick. Like, she has so many fantastic books. I don't know what happened here. And if you want, if you like plot heavy, because I typically like plot heavy, this was just ridiculous. But if you like plot heavy, Elite Kings is fantastic. It's very, 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 very dark. Like, do not go in it unwarned.
That's one of the only series from Emma Jones I refuse to read, just because it's, Kelsey told me about it when she started reading it, and I was like, oop, no, I like dark. I don't like pitch black. That's just not me.
It's very, be warned, but it is a fantastic series. If you do like pitch black, plot heavy, and almost like realistic too, like I haven't read the newest one, but like when I stopped reading, it was like still unresolved as far as like the couples go. And there's so many books. So it's like, it's very up. It's very good. It's very up and down. But anyways, so next week we are going to be reading Brianna Flores' Pretty Boy. It is the first book in a series, but I believe it's a standalone and it's supposed to be low angst. So, and I've been hearing really great things about it. So we're going to do that and have some levity before we jump back into some heavier things after. So we have a kind of a tentative plan for the next few weeks, which is good. We're not flying by the seat of our pants entirely. After Wicked just flopped so hard, we were like, dude, we need something good.
Yeah, we've been, I feel like the past, 5 months, it's been rough finding a good book. And then we'll see one and we're like, well, hope for the best. And then they just kind of flop. So Yeah. If anyone has recommendations, please get in touch with us.
Yeah. Or... and it feels like our good ones are male as well. So
yeah, we have a lot of emotional. Yeah. All of the like super amazing books we've read have been male. I was telling Kelsey we might need to rebrand, but
because like To Catch a Firefly, if you haven't read that book yet, go fucking do it. Like that book was so magical and it has been recommended. It's all over my Facebook feed of people recommending it. It is truly, truly, truly one of the best books I've ever read. So you should go read that if you haven't. But that was basically what I'm saying. Like, just do it.
Yeah, it was amazing. That was my redemption book. I can coast off that for a little while longer.
Yeah. October was just so bad for Courtney.
So bad.
Okay. So anyways, if you're interested in hearing us read Pretty Boy, that's going to be next week. So tune back in for that. And thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, guys.